In today's International Report, we head to the United Arab Emirates, where the Special Olympics World Games are being held. And as Andy May explains from Abu Dhabi, a record number of countries are taking part.
In front of me, in this busy part of the UAE capital, is Zayed Sports City, the venue for this evening's opening ceremony. More than 40,000 will be inside the Sports City's main stadium, many of whom are athletes. The Special Olympics is the world's largest sporting event for children and adults with intellectual difficulties, including autism and Down syndrome. This particular Special Olympics will be the biggest in history, as 195 nations will be participating, and the athlete count is 7,500. Mary Davis is president of Special Olympics, and she believes strongly that the next week of competition will not only act as an amazing experience for those involved, but also provide a platform for better treatment around the world of those with intellectual difficulties.
Well, hope is a very important word, of course, and hope is very much part of the whole philosophy of Special Olympics and of the UAE as well. Hope for the future, hope that people will choose to include the athletes of Special Olympics in their everyday communities, in their everyday lives, so that they have the same opportunities as everybody else.
Now, I've been talking to a couple of the athletes' coaches, both from Africa. Here's Jean-Pierre first, representing Côte d'Ivoire and table tennis.
I'm very happy today because my player do the best for him. And the organization is...
Very good.
Good.
And talk to me about the excitement of the opening ceremony.
I think so is a good thing. Me and my player, we can go to enjoy yourself.
My name is Nana Mazibogo. I'm a head coach of futsal. Yes, coming from South Africa. This is a very significant cause in most places, especially in South Africa. Our athletes, intellectually impaired, they don't take them serious. But if they see that they can participate in such a big tournament, they're starting to recognize them and respect them. Yeah. So it's the chance, it's the great opportunity and the great chance for them.
And can you talk to me about the balance that you as a coach have to strike between the obvious benefit of taking part, but then also, you know, wanting to do well and actually win and be successful?
Yeah, it's if I can say it's not an easy task, because some of our kids come from very disadvantaged and very far from the places where we teach and where we learn. So it takes like the dedication for the coach, yeah, to balance everything for training and everything, yeah.
Futsal and table tennis are among 24 different sports, most of which are here in Abu Dhabi, some in neighbouring Emirate Dubai. Notably, the United Arab Emirates' bordering nation Saudi Arabia are for the first time sending female athletes. And with Saudi, UAE plus Côte d'Ivoire and South Africa, who we've already heard about, are of course France. Les Bleus took 40 athletes to the last games, which were 4 years ago in Los Angeles. They're expected to soon confirm more this time around. From Great Britain, BBC broadcaster Mark Scott will be covering the football competitions.
The athletes have been arriving, and you know, the smile on all of their faces, you know, the excitement is very palpable, and you know, it's just that general buzz. It feels a bit like Christmas Eve, really, with everyone, you know, looking forward to everything getting underway.
From your perspective professionally, what is the challenge between conveying the event as a normal massive event, which of course it is, but then also bearing in mind the significance of it being quite different to the Olympics, to the Paralympics, to the World Cup that you also do?
I think that you want to express what the intellectual disabilities are that the athletes have, but you also don't want to be patronising in any way at all, or you know, maybe being guilty of hyperbole about their achievements. You want to treat it as a normal sport. So, you know, if there has been a bad miss, say, you know, oh, you know, that was a really bad missed opportunity for the team, rather than maybe trying to sugarcoat it because some of the athletes have disabilities. And I think that, you know, they would also enjoy that as well.
Well, the opening ceremony is set to be some show. Avril Lavigne will be performing, and football icon Didier Drogba is among the Special Olympics global ambassadors. For RFI, this is Andy May in Abu Dhabi.